Welcome to the unveiling, if you will, of the United States U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. And to tell you all about it, please welcome Mr. Bob Stallman, who is the newly elected chairman of USFRA.
Well, thank you, Hugh, and good morning, everybody. Appreciate you joining us at this early hour, although I realize that some of you have probably been up and at them for quite a while doing reports already now. Most of you have known me in the past as the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, but today I am wearing an even bigger hat. Today's agriculture continues to be attacked by a number of different groups. Unfortunately, as the majority of the U.S. public has become further and further removed from the farm, they tend to believe those groups that are attacking agriculture. These assaults have led to a number of agricultural organizations to fund programs that bolster the image of today's agriculture and enhances public trust in our food supply. While these individual efforts have been helpful in answering some of the criticism, there's a growing need for all of agriculture to coordinate our messages and reach out even further to the consuming public and to those that influence the consuming public. We in production agriculture recognize the immediate need to build consumer trust in today's U.S. food production system. We also recognize the need to maintain and enhance the freedom of American farmers and ranchers to operate in an economical, sustainable, and responsible manner. The sun rises today on a new, collaborative, and coordinated effort by many segments of agriculture to tell our great story as never before. A historic meeting took place on October 12th in St. Louis. Farmer and rancher organizations in attendance agreed there to form the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance to develop and implement a well-funded, long-term, and coordinated public trust campaign for today's American agriculture. The Alliance's vision is to enhance consumer trust in today's U.S. food production system, to maintain and enhance the freedom of U.S. farmers and ranchers to operate in a responsible manner, and to strengthen collaboration with the food production, processing, and distribution systems. USFRA will focus its initial efforts on the following measurable goals. One, increase consumer trust and confidence in today's agriculture by targeting key influencers and thought leaders. Two, serve as a resource to food companies to communicate the benefits of today's agricultural production. Three, work with leading health, environmental, and dietary organizations to demonstrate the benefits of today's agricultural production. And four, increase the role and voice of U.S. farmers and ranchers when engaging on local, state, and national food issues. This is an exciting time for U.S. agriculture. It represents the first time all of production agriculture has come together for a common purpose. It won't be easy. Changing consumer perceptions is a big challenge, but we plan to use our strategic vision to focus our energies to accomplish that. In 2011, we will continue to identify any current efforts to build public trust already undertaken by agriculture and food industry organizations that may fit strategically within USFRA's vision and goals. We recognize that many of these current efforts have already made strides forward, and we anticipate future successes for them. However, we also anticipate identifying gaps in the broad consumer education efforts that exist today. It will be imperative that we close those gaps. We will build a new campaign that encourages public trust in today's agriculture that will allow our supporting organizations to operate as needed while still pooling resources to maximize the efficiencies and the effectiveness of a campaign targeted to consumers, those who influence consumers, and thought leaders. At this time, 23 different farmer and rancher-led organizations, representing nearly all aspects of agriculture, have joined the Alliance to pool resources. These organizations are contributing to the greater good of agriculture and are participating in an organization that will truly make a strong, positive impact on farmers and ranchers for years to come. I would like to acknowledge the groups that have joined us. And if any representatives for those groups are in the room, I'm not sure all is here, just quickly raise your hand. But we have the American Ag Board, American Farm Bureau Federation, American National Cattle Women, American Sheep Industry, American Soybean Association, American Sugar Alliance, Beef Checkoff, Federation of State Beef Councils, National Association of Wheat Growers, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Cotton Council, National Corn Growers Association, National Milk Producers Federation, National Pork Board, National Pork Producers Council, Southern Peanut Producers Federation, U.S. Poultry and Egg Association, U.S. Grains Council, United Egg Producers, United Fresh Produce Association, United Soybean Board, U.S. Soybean Federation, and the Western Growers. The organizations that are participating on the USFRA Founding Board include AFBF, the Beef Checkoff, the Federation of State Beef Councils, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Corn Growers Association, National Pork Board, National Pork Producers Council, U.S. Poultry, United Egg Producers, and the United Soybean Board. In addition to myself as the representative from AFBF, the following individuals are representing those organizations and serving as the founding board of directors for USFRA. We have Philip Bradshaw from United Soybean Board, Austin Brown, Beef Checkoff, Scott George, Federation of State Beef Councils, and Scott's here. Raise your hand, Scott. Where's Scott? Where's Scott? Come on. He's around the corner. Gene Gregory, United Egg Producers. Dallas Hockman from National Pork Producers Council. Dale Norton from the National Pork Board. Forrest Roberts from NCBA, and Forrest is around here somewhere. And Bart Schott from National Corn Growers Association. Raise your hand, Bart. And John Starkey from U.S. Poultry. This is the founding board. I was honored to be elected to serve as the first chairman of this organization, and the following USFRA board members were elected by their peers on Friday, November 5th, to serve on the inaugural executive committee of the organization. And those are Vice Chairman Phil Bradshaw from United Soybean Board, Secretary Bart Schott from National Corn Growers Association, Treasurer Dale Norton from the National Pork Board, and two at-large positions, the first filled by Gene Gregory with United Egg Producers, and the other by Forrest Roberts from National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I know one question that's been asked has been the role of the checkoff organizations in this new organization. And let me be very clear about something. Every one of us involved in agriculture understand the requirements and the legislation affecting checkoffs, that checkoffs can be used for information and education and not advocacy. And I want to be very clear that we understand that those requirements will be met, and that ultimately the Agricultural Marketing Service at USDA has final authority to approve any projects and expenditure of those funds. And so just want everyone to be sure that you know that we're very cognizant of those responsibilities. We certainly look forward to for all of us working together that have been involved in this, and we also look forward to working together with you, those who represent our voices out in the countryside. And that concludes my opening comments, and let me get Bart and Forrest and Scott up here, and then we'll open it up for whatever questions you may have. So if you guys can come on up. Y'all take the hard questions, I'll take the easy ones. All right, I'll open the floor for questions.
Interesting that it's all producer groups represented here. Has there been any thought or any ideas entertained about including some of those who serve agriculture, as in, example, John Deere and some of those others that have vested interest in agriculture?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we're in the process right now of designing that outreach to the entire agribusiness sector. We've already had some conversations, and we'll continue to have those conversations. We wanted this to be a producer-led organization, but this has to be an agricultural industry effort. And so we will bring those entities in and certainly encourage them to participate. Other questions? God, come on, y'all bound to have some coffee this morning or something.
Bob, can you give us an idea or example of what kind of projects this group might fund?
What we're doing now, we have a separate task force that's actually working that has completed a review of something like 25 of the existing efforts that are out there. And as I said in my opening comments, we need to identify the gaps that exist. And then we are going to develop a new campaign that will serve as sort of an umbrella. And these individual groups, come on up here, you get to answer questions too, Forrest. We need to be sure that we get the scope broad enough and the intensity of this effort large enough to make a difference. And so we anticipate that some of those programs and some of that messaging will be used, but we want to be sure that we have an overall coordinated strategic messaging, and that's what we're going to do. We haven't developed that yet. That's what we're in the process of doing. My gosh, we just got started here. He could give us a little time, but we're working on it already, to be perfectly honest. And we truly believe that having the scope, the duration, and the focus that we're anticipating we will have will make that effort in changing the consumer perceptions and also those that the by influencing those that influence the consumers.
Who's going to run this from a day-to-day management standpoint?
We, as a temporary administrative company, we've had Drake and Company serving us. We are now putting out RFPs for other management groups to prepare proposals and present to us, and the board of directors will review those proposals and make a decision. But we will have, we're not developing, and I want to emphasize this, we're not developing an infrastructure as a permanent organization. The intent of this effort is to be a 3 to 5 year effort with a very high degree of resources behind it, and then moving the needle and evaluate what we're doing. So we didn't want to create a permanent organization. But we do obviously need administrative help, management help in this, and we will hire a contractor to provide those services.
Do you have a time frame when you hope to have that accomplished?
Yeah, the goal is to have that in place by the end of the year.
Are you looking at other ag organizations from a livestock perspective, the ones that have joined you already?
Other ones? We're at the stage now, we're inviting anybody. And all comers that are involved as a producer organization to come on board. And frankly, we have had sort of a short time frame to put this together. We had a short time frame for decisions for those to initially be on the founding board and sign up. The governance structures and meeting structures of other organizations, it's going to take some organizations a little longer to make the decision. But we're open to all comers. Well, that's why we have the individual producer groups as part of this organization. You know, once again, what has been missing, in our opinion, is that while there have been excellent efforts by different groups, I mean, we've had one in Farm Bureau, the other producer groups have had efforts out there to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish, but the scope hasn't been large enough for any of those individual efforts, in our opinion. There hasn't been the duration yet that we think is necessary to really move the needle, and then the focus, the focus is kind of varied amongst all the groups. The goal has been the same, but the focus is varied, and so we want to get that common focus. And it's been talked about that here you have $100, say, and we're spending it pennies at a time here and there on these various programs, whereas if we coordinate those resources and focus it, that we'll have a much greater impact than what the individual efforts have had thus far. It's not that the individual efforts haven't accomplished something or that they aren't good. It's just that we're ramping it up to the next level.
How will you measure the group's success?
We are developing metrics to go along with. We have a set of goals that we're developing, and the board will be reviewing. And each of those goals will have metrics associated with it to ascertain whether or not we're reaching those goals. So we're going to be very results oriented. That was one of the discussions we had early on, that you can't just throw out a concept, you can't just build a program and say, yeah, let's do this, without having some idea of if you're effective or not. So we're very conscious of the fact that we need to have those metrics to measure what we're doing. And then, frankly, if what we're doing here is not delivering the metrics we want over here, then, you know, we're going to change what we're doing here to deliver better metrics over here.
As a follow-up, what is success for this
group? Accomplishing, we have the visions here. You know, we want to enhance consumer trust. Okay, that's a very broad vision, but that's what we want to accomplish. You know, we want to maintain and enhance the ability of U.S. farmers to operate in an economical and sustainable manner, responsible manner. And then we want to strengthen the collaboration with the other sectors of the industry, and particularly, those who influence consumers and also those who, further up the food chain that have been influenced by some of the critics of American agriculture. We want to get our influence there. Very likely. Very likely.
Good answer, Bob.
Yeah, that was a good answer, wasn't it? See? That's why you guys made me chairman, right?
Can I follow up on what you were just saying, though? We all like to see it on our local radio station. We are the voice of the people that probably already knows this. Are you looking at more of the national type media that has such a misconception and target the market and all the areas?
Yeah, and y'all are really getting down into tactics. Those will be developed, and we'll go wherever we need to go to influence those who influence consumers and influence the thought leaders, and then ultimately by that method get to consumers. We won't have unlimited resources. That's just a given. And so what we want to do is make the best use of every dollar we're going to have to accomplish that. And that we don't know what all the tactics are going to be yet, and even if we did, I'm not sure I'd tell everybody publicly right now. We hope we're going to be proactive in terms of doing all the things we need to do to build that consumer trust through the methods I've talked about. I suspect that we will be prepared to be reactive if it's necessary, and if being reactive will meet the vision and help carry out the goals of the organization. We're not designed to go out and do combat. There's been a lot of discussion about, is this just going to be an advocacy outfit, or we're going to do information and education? And right now, given what we're anticipating, I suspect that the vast majority of what we do is going to be information and education, as opposed to getting involved in advocacy and those kind of things. In fact, I really think that that's going to be very limited, and the reason is very simple. We have brought agriculture together, production agriculture together I've been knocking around in farm organization work for a long time, as these guys here have too. We're getting everybody in the same room together to work toward a common goal. If we start devolving into fighting individual battles on issues, and we've had this discussion, it will tend to fragment us. So we're not going to go there. That's not the goal. Each of us and our respective organizations are capable of fighting those fights. But enhancing that consumer trust in today's American agriculture up here is going to help all of us with our individual battles down here.
As a follow-up, your resource base, it seems like anybody who's got a checkbook can get a study that can say what they want to say. What basis will you use for studies or data or science or information to form a platform that you're going to use?
Well, I think all of us have been disappointed that in the public arena that there is a lot of what we would say probably not very rigorous science in some studies. We are going to focus on the facts, the science, the research that is there. But once again, that's going to get down into tactics as to exactly how we do that. I don't know that we're going to just be fighting with competing studies. We're certainly going to get the information out about the benefits of today's American agriculture, and frankly, about the benefits of that to a world in 2050 where we got to ramp up food production by 70% and feed 9-something billion people. And so we're going to make that case over and over again.
One more question, please.
There was one in the way back there.
In the way back there? Okay.
Is that for the goal that you're not going to break this down into individual battles? How are you actually going to keep that from happening?
We basically have already had agreement that that's what's going to happen. in our meetings thus far. Now, you know, we're all independent people with serving independent organizations, but if we're going to stay together, we're going to have to maintain that, I believe. And I think we will. The magnitude of the need for what we're doing transcends any of these individual policy battles that we may be having down here. And I think all of us recognize that. And I think the magnitude of that need is what has allowed us to come together for the first time ever in production agriculture for an effort of this magnitude. Thank you all. And I know you'll be asking everybody more questions individually later. So thank you for coming and stay tuned.
These individuals will be available for individual interviews as you have time to do so. We're also located just down by the window wall, outside, right outside Trade Talk. And these folks, along with several other representatives of the Alliance, will be available throughout Trade Talk for interviews as well. Thanks again for coming.